Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for June 15th, 22nd, 2012. Tension escalates in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Palestinians express caution regarding Israeli Foreign Minister remarks on Abbas. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities in the West Bank. Many protesters suffered effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli forces cracked down on anti-war protests organized in central and southern West Bank this week. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura with the details.
In central West Bank on Friday, anti-war protests were organized at the villages of Annabi Saleh, Bil'in and Na'lin. In the village of Annabi Saleh, the protest there started after midday prayers, then people marched to lands taken by Israel to build a new settlement and parts of the wall on. Israeli troops stopped people at the village entrance and attacked them with tear gas. Later, soldiers invaded the Annabi Saleh and fired tear gas and chemical water into residents' homes. Many residents suffered effects of tear gas inhalation, mainly women and children. Local sources also reported damage to residents' homes. Meanwhile, in the nearby villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, anti-war protesters were met by tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets by Israeli soldiers. One resident was injured by rubber-coated steel bullets in Bil'in, and many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation at the two villages. In southern West Bank, this Friday, Al-Masra villagers and the village of Susia organized anti-war and settlement protests. In Al-Masra, soldiers forced people back into the village. No injuries were reported. While in Susia, villagers and their international and Israeli supporters were met with tear gas by Israeli soldiers. Local sources said that many suffered effects of tear gas inhalation. This week, the Israeli army gave 58 home demolition orders to families from Susia to make way for a new settlement in the area. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
The Palestinian Authority sees latest remarks by Israeli Foreign Minister against Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas as serious threats against the Palestinian leader. Meanwhile, stalemates of the peace process is still looming. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has more.
PA officials warned against remarks by Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman in which he attacked the PA's president for what Lieberman regarded as Abbas's inaction to resume peace talks with Israel. Meanwhile, Deputy Israeli Prime Minister Shaul Mofaz said that Israel is ready to go through negotiations with the PA, yet PA officials still insist that any peace talks should be preceded with Israel's halt of illegal settlement activities on occupied Palestinian territories. At the internal Palestinian level, sources within the Islamic Hamas Party and the Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas confirmed that later in June there could be a declaration for a new consensus government. The new government will lay the foundation for the upcoming conciliation between the two parties, leading them both to a power-sharing government. In a period of 6 months, there will be general presidential and parliamentary elections in the West Bank, East Jerusalem and Gaza Strip. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
Israeli settler attacks continued during the week. Israeli settlers vandalized a mosque in Jaba village in the West Bank. Meanwhile, a new wave of violence rocks the Gaza Strip, during which three Palestinian civilians were killed and 12 others were injured. The details and more in the following report. The Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in the Occupied Palestinian Territories, OCHA OPT, issued its Protection of Civilians weekly report. According to the report, Israeli settlers set fire to a mosque in Jaba village near Jerusalem and sprayed price tag graffiti on its walls, causing some damage to the mosque walls and carpet. This incident, which has the potential to trigger further violence, comes in the context of the so-called price tag strategy by which settlers attack Palestinian property and in some cases also Israeli military facilities in an attempt to deter the Israeli authorities from removing unauthorized settlement outposts. A total of 12 mosques have been vandalized by settlers since 2011. While the Israeli authorities indicated that they have opened an investigation into this week's attack, according to Israeli media reports, none of the previous incidents have resulted in the prosecution of suspects. Also this week, an Israeli settler threw a stone at a Palestinian in Hawara village near Nablus, injuring him. Reports from the same village also indicate that settlers set 50 dunams of land on fire, damaging 250 olive and almond trees. Additionally, settlers threw stones and rubbish in a cistern belonging to a Tuani village in Hebron. On 17th of June, an Israeli truck driver from the southern Israel shot and killed two Palestinians aged 32 and 35 south of a Samoa village in the Hebron district. The driver was reportedly injured during the incident. According to the Israeli media, this event took place in the context of a confrontation between the Palestinians killed and the driver when the Palestinian attempted to steal the truck. The Israeli and Palestinian authorities indicated that the incident was criminal in nature. This week, the Israeli authorities demolished 14 residences and 9 animal shacks, 2 storage rooms, and 2 latrines in a Bedouin community in Al Hirma area near the Area C village of Obaidiyah near Bethlehem due to the lack of Israeli issued building permits. Consequently, 64 people, including 37 children, were displaced, and the livelihoods of 9 families were affected. In addition, a house and 2 animal shelters were demolished by their owners in the Area C sections of Kafr Qaddoum near Qalqilya and Beit Iksa near Jerusalem, respectively, after receiving demolition orders from the Israeli authorities. Since the beginning of 2012, 7 structures have been demolished in the same context. This week, there was a significant escalation in violence resulting in casualties, including the first civilian fatalities since 30th of March this year, and damage to property in Gaza and southern Israel. This wave of violence follows 3 months of relative calm. On 17th of June, Israeli airstrikes targeted a metal workshop in Rafah City and a military training base in Gaza City. As a result, 5 Palestinian civilians were injured and a number of houses as well as 2 workshops sustained damage. No injuries or damage to property was recorded as a result of the firing of projectiles by Palestinian armed groups. 2 farmers were also injured by Israeli troops near the fence separating Israel and the Gaza Strip during an Israeli incursion into Gaza. Also this week, 2 separate Israeli airstrikes targeted armed Palestinians in areas located some 1 to 1.5 kilometers from the fence separating Israel and the Gaza Strip in Beit Hanun area, killing 4 of them and injuring another one. 2 other airstrikes were launched on 19th of June in the Middle area and Zaytun area in Gaza City, injuring 3 Palestinian men, including 1 civilian. The same day, Palestinian factions intensified homemade shell firing, hitting open areas inside Ashkelon City in southern Israel and injuring 4 Israeli border policemen. Also in 2 incidents on 18th and 19th of June, an 18-month-old Palestinian baby was killed and 4 children aged between 3 and 12 were injured when Palestinian homemade shells fell short inside Gaza and hit 2 houses in the Beit Hanun and Zaytun areas. Also on June 19th, Israeli forces patrolling the fence opened fire on 3 civilian men, killing 2 and injuring another 1. The men were reportedly attempting to infiltrate into Israel. That was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hussein Qassis and me, George Richmond.